The days of Mordechai and Esther on the 13th of Adar was a very critical day. That was the day that Haman selected to commit his genocide against the Jewish people. The Jewish people were able to defend themselves on that day against their enemies, and the Midrash brings down that they actually fasted as a nation on the 13th of Adar, that God should be with them on that day. As a result, not only did they kill 75,000 of their enemies, plus the enemies that they killed in Shushan, plus the fact that none of the Jewish people perished on that day, not even one. Since the Jewish people fasted on the 13th of Adar, so we have accepted upon ourselves that every year on the 13th of Adar, which is usually the day before Purim, we fast. They call it Ta'anit Esther, but it's really to commemorate this Ta'anit that they fasted on the day that they defended themselves against their enemies. This is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did as well when he fought Amalek, which we read about in the Torah. He prayed and he fasted. However, this year, the 13th of Adar comes out on Shabbat. And we don't fast on Shabbat, only Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Ta'anit Esther is pushed back. It's pushed back to the Thursday before Purim, which would be tomorrow. The fast begins at 6 a.m. sharp. And we pray a special Shacharit tomorrow morning with Vayichal Moshe as a regular Ta'anit, and the special additions that we add for Ta'anit Esther are said tomorrow in the prayers as well. Tomorrow afternoon we pray Mincha at 6:20 in the Beit Knesset. Our custom, for those that are fasting, we wear Talit and Tefillin in Mincha, and we take out Sefer Torah as well. The fast tomorrow night, after we break the fast, there's no Mikra Megillah. It goes back to being a regular Thursday night, and the Megillah is not read until Motzei Shabbat. Some people that are exempt from tomorrow's fast, any lady that is pregnant, that has already passed her third month, is exempt from fasting. If she's before her third month and she feels queasy, or she has morning sickness, or she's weak, she's also exempt from tomorrow's fast. Any lady that's nursing is exempt from tomorrow's fast. Any lady that was nursing or gave birth within 24 months also has an exemption tomorrow. Especially if they don't feel good. If they don't feel good after the birth, clearly they have an exemption. And that's the way Achav Avadia writes as well in the Hazon Avadia, where he writes, "Umineket she'amru, afilu im paska la'aniket bena, kol shehu toch kafdalet chodesh le'nedata, umargisha chulsha yetera, harei petura melet'anot." So again, it's not a clear exemption when we just say 24 months and have a good day. She has to still feel that she didn't recover yet. The Gemara says it could take a lady up to 24 months to recover after a childbirth. So therefore, if the lady still feels weak after she gave birth, after that, or after she finished nursing, she has the exemption. Furthermore, somebody that has a headache tomorrow, and the headache causes him, obviously, sa'ar, so he's able to break his fast. However, in such a case, unless he receives doctor's orders that he must eat, he shouldn't make up the fast. He shouldn't make it up on another day. Furthermore, if somebody, let's say, is sick, God forbid, then for sure he is exempt. Also, the exemption includes a chatan that got married within the 7 days of his parties, of the Sheva Berakot. Abiyah Ben would be exempt, the Sandak would be exempt, the Moher would be exempt, and they shouldn't be Mahmir. There's no room for them to be Mahmir, it's a Yom Tov for them. However, everybody else men and women, they should not exempt themselves from the sibur. Children from the age of 12, girls I'm talking, that reach the age of maturity at 12, boys that reach the age of maturity at 13, already are obligated to make this ta'anit. It's different than all the ta'aniyot in the sense it's almost a happy fest. Because this was a fast that we fasted where we were able to defend ourselves and great miracles happened. But nonetheless, one should make every effort to exert himself to fast on the Ta'anit.